Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been 50 years since the fall of Saigon and the end of the Vietnam War.
There was a gathering of veterans Wednesday at Wichita's Eisenhower Airport to welcome home an honor flight and give them a chance to talk about their experiences of half a century ago. Veteran Jerry Mayhew says he was among the last American soldiers to leave Vietnam. And when he returned home, even his own mother didn't recognize him.
She literally looked right over my shoulder, and I walked up to her, and she, I'll never forget, she told my dad, she said, "Look what they've done to my son." And I thought, well, I looked about 37, I think, at 20.
While some veterans still remain silent and refuse to talk about their Vietnam experience, Mayhew says that he often thinks about the Vietnamese people who fought with the American troops that were left behind to an uncertain future. While deployed, he adds that he would often talk with other service members about returning home as going back to the real world. This Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Hey, got a little change going on, a little big change at Butler County, at Butler Community College now. The Board of Trustees pleased to announce that after a nationwide search, Dr. Tamara Daniel has been named the sixth president in the college's nearly 100-year history. Her first day will be Monday, June 23rd. Dr. Daniel is poised to become a leader of the second-largest community college in Kansas after serving as provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs at Arkansas State University Mountain Home, a two-year institution with an enrollment of 1,500, located in Mountain Home, Arkansas. So, Dr. Daniel is
now. Wait, they've only had five presidents in 100 years? That doesn't sound right.
Nationwide search, nation's sixth, named the sixth president. The college nearly won. That doesn't, does it?
That doesn't. Unless somebody, so every president serves at least 20 years? That doesn't sound right.
Or somebody served 50 years.
Could be. I don't know.
It's their news release. I don't know.
All right.
I guess we can call them on it. Hey, that's not right. It can't be. The math is not there. Had an interesting conversation yesterday with a fellow that you and I have known for quite a while, a fellow by the name of Robert Bob Lutz, who now I guess he's sort of semi-retired in a way. He's still doing League 42, that's for sure. This is a guy who was a sports writer with the Eagle
for many, many, many years. So good at his job,
good
great writer.
He got into radio at one of our sister stations and did a great job there with his son Jeff. Now, the reason we're talking about him is I interviewed him because he's our guest for the Issue Show this weekend. And we're going to be talking about a wide range of things, including one of the things we got off on a little bit. We were talking about journalism, and he had some very interesting things to say. Of course,
I'm sure he does.
He's a smart guy. He's a very sharp guy, very well-spoken. And we also talked to him. You know, this League 42 with the baseball league has expanded into other services for young people, you know, including helping them with their studies and their academics and things.
Yep.
He has just done a great job. They're in their 12th year now, started in 2013. Man. And over 600 kids being helped, in, at least in the league, playing ball. So, and how many families is that? 600 kids.
Yeah, and you're just talking about every year.
Yeah.
Just how many families and youngsters that affects and well, he's helps found, in many, many ways. It's pretty cool.
He's found a mission, and I really admire Bob. That of course, that'll be on Sunday morning at 8.
I'm looking very forward to listening to that.
It was a pretty good interview. Yeah, I enjoyed it. But, yeah, that's talking about people who have an impact on people's lives. I think Bob's having a big impact on a lot of kids, and that's a great deal. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. First day of May, 14 years ago, 2011, President Obama announced that Osama bin Laden had been killed, although the SEALs on the ground, for the SEALs on the ground, it actually happened for them on May 2nd, local time. Robert O'Neill is the man who made the kill shots on the guy who, 14, you see, for 2011. So that would have been 10 years after the attack, right, Ted? Yeah. 10 years. Osama, we finally got revenge. It took us 10 years.
He was hiding for more than a decade.
I think, didn't George Bush say, we are going to get you? Or somebody did. They said, we will get you. And we did. So
eventually.
Wanted to talk today. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I wanted to talk a little bit about someone I didn't come in contact with, somebody I learned about in the 70s. A fellow by the name of Thomas Francis Eagleton. He was an American lawyer. He served as United States Senator for Missouri from 1968 to 1987. Mm-hmm. Served as Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General of Missouri. Great qualifications to run on the Democratic ticket with George McGovern in 1972.
McGovern's running mate?
Yeah.
Original running mate.
A columnist found out that he had suffered from bouts of depression throughout his life, resulting in several hospitalizations, which were kept secret from the public, but it came to light. And when they were revealed, it humiliated the McGovern campaign. Eagleton was forced to quit the race. He later became adjunct professor of public affairs at Washington University in St. Louis. When he was a senator, instrumental to the Senate's passage of the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, and sponsored the amendment that halted the bombing in Cambodia. So, again, mental illness. Apparently, he had had electroshock treatments.
Mm-hmm.
A time poll taken at the time found that 77% of the respondents said Eagleton's medical record would not affect their vote.
Hmm.
Nonetheless, the press made frequent references to shock therapy, and McGovern feared that this would detract from his campaign platform. So he found another candidate to run as vice president, and he still got clobbered by
Nixon. Who was his running mate?
Gosh. Britz? Was it Britz?
No.
No. Oh, gosh. Isn't that something? I should know that. McGovern's running.
Yeah, I should too.
Man, that ought to be on top of my mind. It's 1972. I think that was the first presidential election that I actually got to vote in.
Oh.
All right. Very good. I can't.
But, I mean, there were a lot of things back then that would preclude.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a big deal when Reagan was running that he was a divorced man.
Well, let's go back further.
I was like, ooh.
When Jack Kennedy.
It didn't matter to anyone at all.
Jack Kennedy was a Catholic. Oh, my word.
That was also a major, major concern.
And of concern was, is the Pope going to tell him what to do? Well,
both those guys won those elections, but
That
was a very much part of the conversation.
It sure was. By the way, just something for you, you sports guy. Eagleton threw out the ceremonial first pitch to end the pregame ceremonies of Game 5 of the 1985 World Series. Wasn't that the I-70
series? Yeah, that was the Royals and the Cardinals.
Royals and the Cardinals. Yep. So he was a St. Louis guy.
Yeah, St. Louis guy. Yeah.
Here's what was interesting to me about Thomas Eagleton. Because I, at the time, didn't pay much attention to it. But several years later, Shelley and I went to Kansas City, a little trip, you know, and enjoy some time up there. And on the way in the Kansas City area, I was listening to a radio station. I think it was KCMO. And they were doing talk radio at the time, and they had Eagleton was on as their guest. And I didn't know anything about him, really, but just a very minimum. And this guy, I mean, I could not stop listening. First of all, the guy had a voice that was absolutely incredible. Hmm. Great big deep voice. Very, very smart. Very well spoken. Just as sharp as a tack. And just, he would, everything he said was, to me, was amazing and interesting. He was just a very charismatic, intelligent guy. And he had this world, you know, his lifelong battle with depression. Well, we knew that Lincoln was the same way, but he never, I don't think he got treatment, but, it precluded Eagleton's career. And because people look at that and say, well, he's had some mental health problems and he's going to be just, you know, a heartbeat.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the presidency, so there you go.